understood.
Understand. 6:34 on Hudson Valley Focus Live on the Beacon on this Wednesday morning. Let me remind you one time, there are little snow flurries coming down out there, and it's pretty chilly out there. So probably make this the day that you visit DSHomeServices.com's website and see what you can do to make your home winter ready with custom care from DS Home Services. So whether it's tuning up the existing heating system, whether it's looking at a new, you know, high efficiency cold climate heat pump system, perhaps this is the year you put the Generac whole house automatic generator system in. One stop, DSHomeServices.com, DSHomeServices.com. Fill out the request for an appointment and they will be in touch with you. Good morning, Richie Ross. Thanks for making the drive down.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
Glad you're here. And now let me see. Today is November 19th, and if I remember correctly, there's a town board meeting up in Red Hook tonight.
There sure is. There's a town board meeting at 7:30 tonight.
Okay. And the I saw that note the other day. That's why I wanted to have you come back in to give us an update. It's been many weeks since we last spoke. And by the way, that was a really great chicken barbecue that I visited and got to see your facility up there when it was still warm weather.
Yeah, thanks for coming up. We'd love to have you anytime. Anyone's welcome to come. Get a hold of me. Love to show you around.
Yeah, it's just – but I mean the point – what a difference it makes seeing it in person. Because
sure.
When you were on with me, you spoke about the fact as far as the Red Hook Boat Club, in terms of if the town were to take it over, exit and egress to that facility is limited. Parking is limited. It serves the needs of the boat club members perfectly.
100 yeah. members. Yeah, it's got physical constraints to the property. There's no doubt about it.
Exactly. And once you go up and actually see it. And so this idea about, you know, the town of Red Hook seizing this through eminent domain, first of all, I believe it is an absolute abuse of what the real purpose of eminent domain is. And it just would not be suitable for expansion to a major public facility, period.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think where I last left you, the town passed Local Law 1 earlier this year, and Judge Maria Rosa, I don't know if we discussed this last time, Judge Maria Rosa took a look at this Local Law 1 and actually went ahead and annulled Local Law 1.
Mm-hmm.
That had to do with banning of marinas, allowing for waterfront parks. Thrown in the mix of all that was short-term rentals and your cannabis siting of cannabis dispensaries. So she annulled that. Since you and I last spoke, mm-hmm. I believe that was the middle of August, right around the fair time, actually. The town did attempt to re-argue that Local Law 1, and it was denied. So they are actually going through the further process of appealing that finding by Supreme Court Justice Maria Rosa at the Second Appellate Division. The chances or the likelihood that they're successful are not great. So right now, and what the town board meeting is tonight, they're trying to, you know, break these address her concerns into what we're now calling Local Law A, B, and C. A isn't so much relevant to the boat club, but in some ways it is. And why do I say it is? Why is it not? Local Law A, what they're passing tonight, has to do with the Community Preservation Fund or the Real Estate Transfer Tax. Are you familiar with that or are listeners familiar with that?
No, take a minute and explain.
Okay, sure. So the Real Estate Transfer Tax was adopted in 2006, 2009, I believe. And what it is, it's a 2% tax on homes that are sold above the average in Dutchess County, in the town of Red Hook, that is. So mm-hmm. town of Red Hook takes 2% of the above the average in Dutchess County. So in other words, if you sell your house for, you know, let's say the average sale in Dutchess County is $500,000.
Yeah.
And you sell your house for $600,000, you were going to pay $2,000, 2% of $100,000
right.
to the town of Red Hook.
Right.
So they're building up this fund, this community preservation fund to purchase parks, you know,
let me stop
agriculture.
Right there, Richie. I understand that, but where people have owned homes for years And this is a kind of a diversion from what we're talking about, but it's really, really relevant. Inflation has driven up the price of these houses. So the person who, you know, oh my God, going to get a windfall, going to, you know, be able to sell this for this amount. But the politicians just want to steal money from people in every form imaginable. I have no other way to say that. I've for years I've spoken about, I implore people, look at the aggregate taxation. People think about, well, my income tax rate is such and my Social Security is such and this one and the sales tax. Add it all together. In my lifetime, from the last 60 years, I've watched the total taxation taking 50% of the income of middle-class, hardworking middle-class individuals.
There's no doubt about it. And then you figure in, you know, your cell phone, your internet, your car insurance, mortgage payments, everything else. You know, the middle class is having a very difficult time in today's world.
So when I grew up as a kid, and you know, my parents moved out to LaGrange in 1954. They were able to buy a house. My mom was not working at that point in time on a single income. And it was one of these post-World War II, you know,
sure,
subdivisions. Most people only had one car in the driveway. They didn't have 12 of them. But still, I've watched in my lifetime, Richie Ross, I've watched this. Well, it's only 1%. It's only 2%. This is completely out of control. And even in this instance, I don't care how good the objective is, but why should the town be allowed to steal 2% of something that somebody invested in for a lifetime and they've been taxed on for all the years they've owned that property? And that's theft. If the town wants to do something, fine. Go out and bond it and then assess everybody. Why should one individual have that money taken from them personally?
Well, I totally agree with you. I mean, where does it stop?
Exactly.
You know, and the thing is, you know, I deal with a lot of people on a daily basis that, you know, my line of work, I come across many people. Let me give you an example. I've got an elderly lady right now that I spoke to recently. She owns 2.5 acres, mm-hmm, northern part of Red Hook, and she's paying close to $17,000 a year in school and property taxes. She says on a retired income, I just can't afford to live here
anymore.
That's
my point.
Here's another example for you. I've got a good friend of mine. He works for Metro North, and his wife is a teacher. Those are fantastic jobs.
Sure.
Fantastic jobs. He said today, if I was to try to purchase a home and afford, you know, all the other, you know, expenses of day-to-day living, I would not be able to purchase my home and establish a family here in Red Hook, New York.
Correct.
That's sad. I mean, you're taking two, you know, great jobs,
mm-hmm,
and raising a family and saying it would be a struggle. I don't know if I could do it. When does this all stop? You know,
and
taxation.
This is... I'm going to say it's the Democrats have incrementally moved this up over the last several decades. And I went back and looked up the figures 20 years ago when the Democrats took over Albany. The state budget was $105 billion. This year, it's $260
billion.
So I went back and I did the math. Okay, $105 billion 20 years ago, what would that have inflated to today? $160. So in this period, the Democrats in Albany have added another $100 billion to the burden that those of us who live here, and it's killing somebody like Robbie's age in terms of being able to get established.
Never be able to launch. They'll never be able to launch, the younger generation.
No. And when are people going to wake up to this fact that so the tax burden, Red Hook's not a very big town. Any idea what's been incurred so far for legal expenses on this fantasy to misuse eminent domain to seize the property?
So through FOIL requests, which are not answered immediately, it's usually a month, maybe sometimes a month and a half lag, and I'll tell you.
I think
you,
it's supposed to be 20 days.
It's 20 days to respond. So you can respond and say, I will have it to you by this date. So it does extend that time clock
right,
a little bit. As of the end of June, Okay. So here we are, you know, July, August, September, October, and we're working in November now.
Yeah.
Was $170,000.
Wow.
So my estimates at this point, right around $200,000, probably north of that.
Wow.
Our next round of foils will come out. We'll have an answer to them within the next week or two. So I expect it to be well north of $200,000 just in legal fees,
yes.
Not even the acquisition.
Yes.
Or the taking of this property.
So what's that going to wind up costing on per property owner in the town of Redwick? It's a huge number.
A huge number. And then, you know, if the town is successful, which quite frankly, I don't think they're going to be, we've got some real issues coming to the surface now. The cost of maintenance and upkeep and paying someone to staff the property.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's going to be a financial undertaking for the taxpayers of Red Hook.
Wow. 6:45 on Hudson Valley Focus Live. Richie Ross, president, Red Hook Boat Club, in the studio with me, talking about the, I'm going to call it the misguided efforts to seize the private property of the Red Hook Boat Club. Back in a minute on the Beacon.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
6:48, 6:49 on Hudson Valley Focus Live. Richie Ross, president of Red Hook Boat Club, in the studio talking about the ongoing saga of the town of Red Hook, and really driven by the town supervisor and, I don't know, some of his, I'm going to call them sycophant followers, going along with him. And there's no polite way to say this. I mean, what these people are doing against the will of, when we've spoken about this before, when there have been the town board meetings, when the public comes and expresses their concerns and the fact that we do not want to do this, you've got, what, three or four people on the Red Hook Town Board who are completely ignoring the will of the majority of the population. There's something really wrong with that. We talk about no kings. Huh.
Well, we've got one here in Red Hook, yeah. The discontent, three board members, one of them being the town supervisor, have been pushing this through. And, you know, again, as I said, tonight we'll see the vote, what happens, Judge Maria Rosa's suggestions. And, you know, one of the flaws that she found with this, they haven't done the hard look or the seeker, the environmental impacts, the traffic studies.
I think I said that originally. I mean, I used to be a planning board chairman in Pleasant Valley. And that was shortly after some of these seeker laws really came into being. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, so they haven't done the hard look. I mean, you know, ADA accessibility, potable water. Bathrooms, go on, the list goes on and on. Basically, they're saying, we're going to take it, leave it as is, and open it up to the public. And the planning board at their last meeting said, this isn't good enough. You need to have a plan, something that demonstrates, shows us what your grand plan is for this park. And there is not one.
Richie Russ, let me go to something else, because there are other parcels along the Hudson River that already have access to the river. Or maybe there were other better parcels that have come on the market over time that the town could have taken an interest in that actually would be more suitable to what they're claiming.
Oh, right? Sure. For example, the Tivoli waterfront,
right.
You know, as we mentioned before, they've got a file on plan with Department of State, you know, waterfront revitalization plan, everything that's got it all drawn out. It's beautiful. Everything about it's very nice. But the town of Redwick is turned their back on them and says, that's your plan. We're going to do our own thing. And, you know, here's the hamlet of Tivoli within the township of Red Hook. They are walking distance from the downtown area to increase tourism,
right.
And restaurants and shops and things like that. It's a long walk, but it's a hell of a lot shorter walk than it is from Red Hook to the Red Hook Boat Club.
Yes.
The center of Red Hook to the Red Hook Boat Club. So, you know, there's just so many questions. We can go on and on and on and on. But ultimately, this comes down to one person's ego, and it's the Red Hook Town Supervisor who's just trying to shove this thing through at all, at you know, spare no cost. He'll just go for it, you know?
When I look at this, and like I said, and you said it very well about how almost impossible for young people to get established now here to, you know, buy homes, start businesses, raise families. Where does that leave us down the road? Does anybody want to look out? Is this going to be just the exclusive enclave for the wealthy or something in that?
You know,
we've seen this happen in other areas around the country.
Absolutely.
And then the people who need to, you know, provide services and all aren't able to live there.
Aren't able to live very, you know, right now the town of Red Hook's working on their comprehensive plan. It's a 30-year outlook of, you know, how they see the next 30 years. And I sat at one of these meetings recently and, you know, this comp plan, what was discussed is how can we, you know, we want to implement this and sidewalks and bike trails and parks and all this transportation. I said, you know, that's great. I love that. When you look at this board, most of them are not native to Dutchess County, Red Hook specifically. I stopped and I said, what do you really like about Red Hook, the Hudson Valley? I said, well, it's beautiful and all the these
rural,
nice things.
Rural character, which they want to destroy.
Sure. And I said, hold on a second. Why don't you start with this? Get a list together of what you love specifically about Red Hook, about the township, wherever it is. Start with what you like. Why don't you improve with something that's already in place instead of creating all these new wonderful things? I get it, but start at the foundation of what makes this community, this township great, and build off of that first, and then start adding these other things because, you know, some of these new practices they want to implement are, I said, come at the cost of the taxpayer that when we're already tax to a point that it's unaffordable. So who's going to pay for it?
This is really very upsetting for me. And for years, I've, you know, called out this thing on the aggregate taxation. And in my lifetime, from about 1960 on, I've watched it explode. And I was actually up at Bard College almost 30 years ago now, 25, 30 years ago. And I was talking to Dimitri, Papa Dimitrio, who's the head of the Jerome Levy Economics Institute up there. And I said to Dimitri back then, I said, man, I've watched this, you know, incremental increases on taxation. I said, you know, back in 1960, taxations ate up about 29% of our gross domestic product. And that's for all levels of government, 29%. Less than a third. And I said, now it's about 42%. He said, no, you've left some stuff out. It's over 50%. And we have to remember that everything that we spend money on already has about 20% of that cost is already embedded taxation. Add that back into the number. And so when they're saying, you know, we're going to take 1% or 2% of you sell your property, that's extortion. It is absolutely extortion. And this is what the Democrats have done, and it's with the help of some Republicans, but primarily when you look at the state of New York, it is completely, and the people who are claiming about lack of affordability, they are the ones who have created it. I can only imagine, Richie Ross, what the legal bills are going to ultimately wind up being on the little town of Red Hook in terms of just this one ego trip.
It just keeps going up. For example, we mentioned Supreme Court Maria Rosa's rulings. The town attempted to re-argue her annulment of the local law earlier this year. It was rejected. She rejected it without any supporting documentation from us. Usually we've got to, you know, put forth some kind of counter to that re-argument. Was not required. So now they are going to appeal her findings at the next higher up court, right. The second appellate division. The cost just keeps going up and up and up. We've got three different court systems involved now. I think the count is seven different attorneys. Most recently at the last planning board meeting, the planning board was forced to fire their attorney because the attorney Keenan Bean was representing both the town of Red Hook and the planning board due to conflict of interest. And we brought this to light, said, you know, you can't have one firm representing,
correct,
you know, two different branches of the local government.
And unless it's changed under New York State law, the planning board is free to select their own legal representation. I know that from, I don't think that the law has changed. And a town board really should not be appointing the planning board's law firm. The planning board should operate independently and select their own law firm for independent representation.
Which makes sense. You don't want to have that conflict of interest. You can have a sway one way or the other.
Correct.
So
tonight is a meeting.
Tonight is a meeting. Local law, local law A, B, and C. The first one is that community preservation fund. The second two have to deal with the boat club. You know, they're trying to cure the local law, you know, secondary to Judge Arosa's findings, and it really, they're just moving seashells around from one pile to another. They have not addressed
you
the heart
like
of the concern.
You would like as many residents as possible to show up and express their opinion on this.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, that's the name of the game. Show up in full force. You know, be diplomatic about how we address the town board, things of that nature. That goes a lot further than hooting and hollering and screaming at people. So be productive. But, you know, like we said before, at what cost? I think it's important that the local communities, not just in Red Hook,
let me
pay
add
attention
something
to what's
Russell,
going on.
I'm really glad that I came to your chicken barbecue up there, because as I picture this now and I think about the individuals who were there, from there were lots of little kids. You have a beautiful little girl, as I recall.
Yep.
And your wife, but there were from there to grandmas and grandpas, and the ability for people to afford to live here and to be able to raise families here, and for the seniors who built this community to be able to stay here in these communities, it's being destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
It's being destroyed, and that's what we have to keep in mind. And to whose benefit?
Exactly. And, you know, as I mentioned before, it's not just specific to Red Hook. It's important for residents to stay involved.
Absolutely.
At least know what's going on in your local community, because that's where it all starts.
We're out of time this morning. I appreciate you coming down from Red Hook to spend time with me here. But to your point, the turnout for this elections 2 weeks ago were just absolutely disappointing.
Very.
And people wonder what happens. But when you're not involved in your community and know who's out there, you can't complain.
Keep your finger on the pulse.
Be safe. Give me an update here in the next couple of days, if you will.
Sure will.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thanks, guys. Robbie, Tom, have a good day.
Thank you. Quick break, and then back on Hudson Valley Focus Live on The Beacon.